A hearty hello and welcome, gracious viewers, to Cinema Scene. Today is the last day of 2009, the eve of the new year. People across the globe are rejoicing in the good memories of the 365 days and hoping for the auspicious prospects of 2010. In light of this festive time,This episode presents three delightful films. Are We There Yet? Carnival Night. And Horton Hears a Who. Our first feature is the 2005 family comedy Are We There Yet? Directed by Brian Levant and written by Stephen Gary Banks and Claudia Graziolo. Set in Portland, Oregon, USA, the film introduces us to Nick, played by Ice Cube, a cool, confident man who specializes in sports collectibles and just purchased a new car that he obviously cares dearly for.
Got that new car smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Ooh.Puppy's missing one thing.
He places a bobblehead named Satchel Paige, voiced by Tracy Morgan, in the vehicle, and it comically converses as the voice of Nick's conscience throughout the film.
6,000 pounds of respect!
Yeah. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Take it for a spin?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
One day he meets Suzanne, played by Nia Long. Her vibrant charm quickly wins his heart.Nick is delighted, that is, until he realizes that she is the single mother of two children, 11-year-old Lindsay, portrayed by Alicia Allen, and 7-year-old Kevin, played by Philip Bolden. Not only does Nick not get along with kids, but Lindsay and Kevin strongly believe that the only man suitable for their mother is their father, who has separated from their mother and lives a distance away.The youngsters usually do all they can to drive all other people from their mother, and they have always triumphed thus far. Nevertheless, Nick and Suzanne are quite compatible. Just before the new year, Suzanne has to travel to Vancouver, Canada for an important business trip.However, her former husband calls to say that he can't take care of Lindsay and Kevin as planned, claiming that he is ill. This means that Suzanne will not be able to leave and will most likely lose her job. Wishing to help Suzanne, Nick offers to take on the responsibility of bringing Lindsay and Kevin to Vancouver in time for them to celebrate the new year together. Of course, this does not go over well with the brother and sister,who are set on putting Nick's patience to the test. They manage to have Nick escorted out of the airport by the security guards, rendering them unable to fly to Vancouver.
Corkscrew!
Thus, they must travel by train.When Nick is finally able to board the train, he realizes that the young siblings are not on it anymore. Eventually, Nick is left with just one more option, to take Lindsay and Kevin on a lengthy road trip in his precious car. Of course, the duo are determined to make the journey as difficult as possible for Nick. And, as always, they are successful, resulting in a series of hilarious events.How can Nick possibly bring Lindsay and Kevin to their mum Suzanne as promised? The audience will laugh and sympathize with Nick as he copes with Lindsay and Kevin, who are equally adorable as they are mischievous. But as Nick spends more time with the children, his outlook on them gradually begins to change. Are We There Yet? is a refreshing story on looking beyond first impressions and having greater consideration for others. The production won the 2005 Film Music Award from BMI, or Broadcast Music Incorporated, and was nominated for 8 other awards. Cinema Scene will be right back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Our second film is a Russian New Year's classic, Carnival Night, written by Boris Laskin and Vladimir Polakov. Directed by Eldar Rezanov, in the year of its release in 1956, the movie became the nation's box office leader with a total of over 48 million ticket sales. The musical film takes place during New Year's Eve, and the employees of Culture Palace are excited about their annual New Year's entertainment program. It is set to include young stage performers who have worked diligently to prepare a dazzling array of singing, dancing, magic show and more. However, their enthusiasm is put to a halt when they discover that a stand-in director, Mr. Augustov, played by Igor Leinsky, will replace the regular one who had to leave for a business trip. Mr. Augustov soon arrives and immediately sets out to review the holiday program. Unfortunately, he is quick to disapprove of the scheduled presentations, having his own conception in mind. This stern and old-fashioned character demands that the fun be turned into a completely opposite event, featuring annual reports on the Culture Palace's progress, perhaps with the accompaniment of the serious classical Veterans Orchestra. The amateur performers are eager to save the New Year's festivities from such a boring concert, but with just a few hours before showtime, they must team up and act quickly to devise plans to liven up the concert without Mr. Augustov's interference. As matters become complicated, what will become of the New Year celebration? Carnival Night is a light-hearted and timeless tale of perseverance and joy. In addition to Mr. Leinsky, Carnival Night stars other notable Russian actors, including the beloved Ludmila Gurchenko and Sergei Filippov. The film has a wonderful soundtrack composed by Anatoly Lepin, a music orchestration arranged by Eddie Rosner. The talented singing and spectacular dancing has viewers rooting for the amateur performers to succeed, so we may continue to enjoy watching them. Many of the film's songs also became popular in Russia. Our final feature today is the 2008 animated movie Horton Hears a Who, based on the book of the same name by Dr. Seuss. The film, directed by Jimmy Hayward and Steve Martino, takes us to the jungle of Nul, where the imaginative elephant Horton resides. This caring character is voiced by Golden Globe winning actor Jim Carrey. While enjoying his summer bathing, suddenly Horton, who is the jungle's nature teacher, hears tiny yelps from a small speck of dust floating past his head. The noises turn out to be Mayor Ned McDodd of Whoville, a tiny city living inside the speck, completely oblivious to the giant world around them. Upon speaking with the mayor, voiced by Steve Carell, Horton finds that the speck must be placed in a stable environment to ensure the welfare of the Whoville residents. Thus, the kind-hearted elephant takes action to protect them from harm. Horton decides to place the speck in the safest place in the jungle, at the top of Mount Nul. He soon finds that no other animal in the jungle of Nul can hear Mayor Ned. Thus, no one believes Horton when he eagerly explains that the minuscule speck is actually another world filled with numerous inhabitants. Horton holds on to his unwavering faith in the philosophy, even though you can't see or hear them at all, a person's a person, no matter how small. On the other hand, Kangaroo, voiced by the legendary Carol Burnett, convinces the others that Horton has lost his mind and his mission to save Whoville must be stopped. Meanwhile, in Whoville, devoted Mayor Ned also has difficulty convincing his fellow Whoville citizens that their world, as they know it, is in great danger. Consequently, different strange events keep happening to the city. When the speck is placed amongst overnight frost in Horton's world, Whoville wakes up to a world of snow in the middle of summertime. While Horton is chased and forced to drop the clover down the valley, the shock resembles to a huge earthquake to Whoville. With its fate lying in the hands of one elephant, what will become of Whoville? Horton Hears a Who is an endearing and fun story of consideration and appreciation for all life. The film garnered 8 nominations, including 5 2009 Annie Awards. Are We There Yet? Carnival Night and Horton Hears a Who are 3 feel-good movies for family and friends to enjoy together in celebration of the new year. As we reflect on our fortunes and look forward to 2010 as a gateway to fresh, hopeful beginnings, let us join in heralding a brighter world by showing our compassion to all beings. Vibrant viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us on today's cinema scene. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next, after noteworthy news, wishing you and your loved ones a blessed and happy new year.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cs.